Friday, February 26, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Megan Waite. Making headlines today. Junior coal explorer Continental Coal has announced that it will start coal sales from its Vlakfontein mine in South Africa in the second quarter of this year. The newly appointed mining contractor Trollope Mining Services has initiated community recruitment and has hosted a number of site visits by potential offtake and equity partners, as well as likely service providers. The company has also started with topsoil stripping ahead of mining, which will start next month. Uranium producer Cameco Corp plans to start production at its large Cigar Lake project by mid-2013. CEO Jerry Grandy's announcement is the first time that Cameco has been prepared to forecast a startup date since its last setback at the beleaguered project in Canada's Saskatchewan province. Cigar Lake flooded while in development in 2006 and again in 2008, but Cameco said this month it has successfully completed dewatering. It was sending teams down for the first time to have a look at the condition of the underground workings and the water damage they may have sustained. Crews entered the main 480 level for the first time 2 weeks ago. Also making headlines, JSE-listed coal mining company Exxaro intends forming a clean energy company. Representatives of the United Steelworkers and Brazilian-owned nickel miner Vale Inco are expected to meet exploratory talks. TSX and JSE-listed Great Basin Gold narrows its financial year loss, and First Uranium has key environmental approval reinstated for a tailings storage facility at its Mine Waste Solutions operation. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.